This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Germany and France are looking for stricter coronavirus measures, with doctors in France calling on the government to impose a new nationwide lockdown. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has our story.
The medics note that more than half of the country's intensive care units are now occupied by COVID-19 patients, with staff under increasing strain. Most parts of France are coloured deep red on a map representing positive infections from the European Centres for Disease Prevention and Control, signifying more than 240 cases per 100,000 people in the past 2 weeks. As well, Belgium, the Netherlands, most of Spain and the Czech Republic are seeing similarly high rates of infection. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Argentina was expected to surpass 30,000 deaths from the coronavirus Wednesday, the fifth highest death rate in the world, according to a Reuters tally. Only the United States, India, Brazil, and Mexico are reporting more daily deaths than Argentina, which initiated one of the strictest lockdowns in the world March 20th. The chief executives of Twitter and Google defended a law protecting internet companies before a U.S. Senate panel Wednesday, while Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg struggled to connect virtually, bringing the hearing to a brief halt. The topic of reforming the law that has split U.S. lawmakers on ways to hold big tech accountable for how they moderate content on their platforms and shape political discourse. Twitter's Jack Dorsey and Google's Sundar Pichai told the committee the law that protects companies from liability over content posted by users is crucial to free expression on the internet. This